Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Earlier today on The Fan, Derek Shelton introduced as the new Pirates manager. And Chris, I loved greatest hits CDs and albums. You got the best. You cut out all the crap.
Yes.
You just got the good meat that was on the bone. No fat,
no
grizzle.
Filler.
Yeah.
All killer, no filler.
Love the Fleetwood Mac greatest hit CD. I was big into that. Steely
into that
Dan.
I was into that till Little Lies. Yes. Steely Dan might be the consummate greatest hits.
Hey 19. Yeah, you got some.
You're reeling in the years.
And so we figured we'd do a service to all of our listeners who missed Derek Shelton, and we play a little Derek Shelton greatest hits. The high notes from today's press conference, it went like 40 minutes, and we would just compress it down and give you the best of the best.
That's what we do here. It's more of this is a public service, frankly.
How about John Shumway went right in from Channel 2 and asked a very difficult question. That's where we're going to start Greatest Hits. The first track on the album is the old Shummer going after Shelton.
You're going to probably hear ad nauseum about 2013, 14, and 15. The fan expectations were set in those years. How do you handle those fan expectations, and what should fans reasonably expect as a timetable to maybe get back to that level of baseball?
The timetable, I think, is something as we build our roster and work through, we're going to have a better idea of. So answering that, you know, December 4th is going to be a little tougher than it will be, you know, once we get to Bradenton and start to move forward. The second part of the question, what should they expect? I think they should expect that we're going to have a team that's going to be accountable, a group that's going to have fun. You know, we're developing a new culture for Pittsburgh baseball, and I'm excited about it. And I think they should be excited about 13 and 14 because you want to be excited about years you were in the playoffs. And again, regardless of what team it is here, they're passionate about it. Expectations are awesome. And when you have a market where the expectations are that, you know, you want to play meaningful games in October and later, I'm all in on that. I think that's why we both signed up to be here.
And that last part of the answer from Derek Shelton, I think, is a departure from the old regime, saying we want to play meaningful games in October. Do you remember one of the famous lines that we would sometimes mock Neil Huntington for, Chris?
I believe he would say September.
Yes.
Which
That's
is not
when
playoff
the playoffs
time.
Start. Yeah.
And no, so, it was the classic. It was the microcosm of Neil Huntington's approach, which was just try to hang in there and maybe get lucky. Build an 84-win team and hope they outperform expectations.
I want to see if Shelton sticks to his guns, because there was not a ton of accountability here last year among the players, where there was in-house fighting and all kinds of controversy, and there was an uprising and whatnot, and it got very ugly. So, all right, he's going to make it a little bit looser. They're going to have fun. That might be easier said than done. Would not put a timetable on things. I get that, because he's not sure what direction his GM is going to go in. Are they going to play to win in 2020? That's going to be hard to do when you lost 90-plus games. Are you going to be one of these big turnaround teams from 2019 to 2020? I'm not convinced the Pirates have the ammo right now to do that. So with that in mind, Chris, next question here. I think this was Will Graves of the Associated Press. What made Derek Shelton pick Pittsburgh?
You know, I have worked in some places that are very similar. When Ben got the job, not that it wasn't exciting before that, but when Ben got the job in our previous relationships, and, you know, in the past 3 years, the year we worked together, we started to develop some staff stuff together and do that, and I kind of knew how we thought. It was a Sunday morning, you know, I sat down with Bob and Travis, and instantly from the moment I sat down with them, you could feel their passion for the organization, their passion for the city. It really got me excited. It got me excited about wanting to be here. In fact, I told him at the end of that interview, like, this is really exciting. I'm hoping that I'm your guy, because I want to be part of this, and I want to be part of building this forward, and I want to be part of this baseball operations group.
When I hear... What? What is the laughter
Why
for?
Are you so exasperated and exhausted by that answer?
Remember at the start of the show I said I don't love evaluating press conferences, even though I understand what it is like that we are tasked with doing?
Okay.
That felt like a lot of buzz speak right there. Baseball, he knows these guys, there's this, there's that. I don't know. Did you take something from that?
Yeah, that he sensed Bob Nutting's passion is very...
Doesn't that not feel like buzz speak, like what you expect to hear
on day
one?
Well, it's something that I want to, again, see put into action. If there really is this outpouring of passion from the owner that this managerial candidate can sense in an interview, let's see it now translate and transfer from the owner's box to the team.
I guess that's why I say these are tough for me to evaluate, honestly, because in my mind, it's hard for me to imagine, like, just knowing every interview we've ever heard with Bob Nutting, him slamming his fist down on the table and saying to Derek Shelton, Derek, I am fired up. I am passionate. I watched a supercut of all 307 Twins home runs, and I'm ready to freaking go.
Yeah, Bob Nutting like, strikes me as a very measured,
and chest bumping him or
business-like,
something.
Right? Even-keeled man.
It's very hard when you are running a business to project passion for that business to the degree that Derek Shelton suggested it was in evidence.
Now, Ben Cherington was also up on the set there, the stage, at Pirates headquarters today at PNC Park, and he got asked a question about, well, are you guys rebuilding? Are you bringing Derek Shelton in here to preside over a team that's going to lose to win down the road? And this is what the new Pirates GM had to say about that.
The kind of player that we'd want for the Pirates is one who wants to win. I mean, period. You know, that is what is going to help us win, is having, you know, players here who want to win and want to be part of that, part of a team that's winning. So, you know, I would be excited to hear that from players. And then it's our job to support them in the best way possible, try to help in any way we can, as Derek was describing, coaching support, performance support, information, et cetera, to give them the best, put them in the best position to succeed. And then we're just going to be focused on getting better, you know, just find ways to get better every day. It doesn't stop. It might be something small tomorrow. It might be something bigger 3 months from now. We don't know, but we just need to be focused on getting better every day.
All right, so let me just clear up one thing. The way the question was asked was basically the reporter said, I think it was Dejan.
It was.
Who said, you know, I've had communication with players who don't really have an appetite for a rebuild, is my paraphrase
yep.
to that. And I think what we hear in Ben Cherington, again, is what we've learned very early on from him, is just like Neil Huntington, he plays his cards very close to the vest. He is not going to give any indication in an answer there that the Pirates are planning to really build from scratch and start things over. And when we talked to Jason Mackey earlier in the show, Chris, he basically told us he doesn't think that the Pirates are going to completely blow it up, which honestly, I think if they're going to do it and start over, that would be my solution. Just go completely from ground zero and work your way up.
That was one of our, I think it was everyone's perpetual issues with Neil Huntington.
One foot in rebuilding and one foot in
competing. Once he got them to be good enough to actually win 90-plus games, he wanted to prop that window of contention open forever. There was never an acceptable time to break it all down and rebuild it. And I find that to be an ominous thing and not a very realistic sort of way to look at the team.
The Pirates do not have a pitching coach yet. We have no clue who it's going to be. They fired Ray Searidge. Doesn't seem like there's an obvious fit internally on the staff to take that post. And so Derek Shelton cut his teeth on the hitting side of things. Ben Cherington's reputation is as a guy that's developed more hitters than pitchers. So Shelton was asked, how are you going to turn this pitching staff around next year? And this is what the new Pirates manager said about that.
I'm excited about the group of guys we have here. Honestly, we haven't gotten to the point of specifically talking about names or roles or anything like that. But if you look at the group of arms that's here currently, it's a good group, and it's a fun group to work with. About the group that's here and about pitching, I'm excited about it, about our usage. I think it's something we're going to talk about organizationally and how we do it. I think there's a good core group here.
Man, I hope that's one of those things where you go look at a house to buy and you look at the outside and you think this is a beautiful house, and then you get into the, you know, you really get into the bones of the house, the pipes and the
what's thing in the walls not visible.
Yes, and you realize, man,
not the house for me. Derek Shelton already signed his name on the mortgage.
No, but I mean with the pitching specifically. He's got to realize that, no, they cannot just
Trevor, we can't
scrub and polish up this pitching staff. No, they need
Derek
outside help big time.
Derek Wetmore, who's our Derek Shelton expert, a lot of Derek's involved here from Score North in Minneapolis. He said that they are very much, or the Twins are very much, a forward-thinking franchise, and Shelton a forward-thinking manager. I hope he starts preaching strikeouts way more to the Pirates pitchers.